The Holy Gospel today comes from the 18th chapter of John. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoning Jesus and asking him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? You, your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I'm a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So this is a tale of three songs this Sunday. You have two of them in your bulletin on the red sheet. And I chose the red because I want it to be a love letter to us, and as a reminder from God to us. So you have two tunes on there, King of Pain, which I'll sing a little bit of that in a second, and then Let's Stay Together. So we're going to get to the red sheet in a second. But it's a tale of three songs. So those are the two. I'm starting to run a little bit more, and I listen to the 70s station a lot, or 70s tunes. And, oh boy, I was running a couple nights ago, and this was right after I heard a story on NPR. Still, you know, the Paradise Fire. It was a person who was going with a person looking for the first time to see how their house was, and they're driving up there, and he's like describing the neighborhood, and Hope, his wife, he's, you know, in his 60s or 70s, and Hope, his wife, who was still there, would be there, would have made the plan to go, you know, but she couldn't drive. She was disabled, and they had pets. And as they were going, when they arrived, there was nothing. And it just to hear, just to be there in that, I mean, that's what it felt like. We were in the, I was in the car, you know, with that person. And it was devastating just to hear that story. It was not a good Christmas story at all. If you want a good Christmas happy cherry story, that's not what that was at all. That was hard to hear. And then so I'm running along, and I hear this song, which might be one of the most depressing songs from the 1970s. I don't know if you know this song or not. Alone Again, Naturally. Alone Again, Naturally. Oh my gosh, I just like, because, you know, as Pastor Beth and I have talked all through our lives, I'm usually a tune guy. I don't hear lyrics, but when you're running, all you hear is words, people telling you, you know, you're going to run out of breath. Well, anyway, what I heard was the lyrics to this song. And it's about, and I had to look it up to make sure that this wasn't a true song. This guy wrote it when he was 21. It was just one of the many songs he wrote. Neil Diamond could not believe that he was so young when he wrote this song. And the events that he describes did not happen in his life. But the tune, the words, he's at a wedding. The person walks out on him. He's like, "God, where were you? You know, this is in my time of need. And my bride walks out. I'm alone again." And then he talks about his mother, and how his dad died, and his mother has a broken heart, and what's going on with her. And I remember I cried when my father died. And then my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. No words were ever. And whenever she passed, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally. Oh my gosh. And then my run ended. It was, that song is a sad song. But it's a real song. And that's this season for some of us, for me included, sometimes is difficult. When we went down to Thanksgiving to be with Beth's family, there was a person missing. and who was there last Thanksgiving and not here this Thanksgiving. And that was noticeable. There's just something missing. And Beth's dad's voice and everything that Beth's dad was not there. Only his spirit. Naturally. Well, I want to suggest that while songs can make you think about those sad things, the first song I thought about when I thought about Christ the King Sunday was this song, King of Pain, by The Police. And you may think, well, Eric, you know, I only listen to 103.5. I only listen to Christian music. You know, the rest of these songs are not for me. Well, I think God works in all kinds of amazing ways. And at least for me, in the latter part of my life, the more I listen to tunes that aren't on the Christian radio station, there are truths that come from those tunes, whether it's the sadness of Alone, again, naturally, or this particular song, King of Pain. I think in the Gospel of John, when Jesus was talking with Pilate, and these are one of the last conversations he's having on this earth, I wonder sometimes what might be a song that Jesus sings. And this might be a song of lament that he sings. So I'd like to just sing a little bit of it for you. And John and Benjamin are going to help me. There's a little black spot on the sun today. It's the same old thing as yesterday. There's a black hat caught in a high treetop. There's a flagpole rag and the wind won't stop. I have stood here before inside the pouring rain with the world turning circles running round my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this rain, but it's my destiny to be the King of Pain. There's a fossil that's trapped in a high cliff wall. There's a dead salmon frozen in a waterfall. There's a blue whale beach by a springtide sim. There's a butterfly trapped in a spider's web. I have stood here before inside the pouring rain with the world turning circles running round my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this rain, but it's my destiny to be the King of Pain. There's a red fox torn by a huntsman's pack. There's a black winged gull with a broken back. There's a little black spot on the sun today. It's the same old thing as yesterday. I have stood here before inside the pouring rain, with the world turning circles running round my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this rain, but it's my destiny to be the king of pain. Now, I know I'm not Sting, and if you, how many of you have not heard that song before, King of Pain by The Police? Okay, yeah, it was an 80s song, it was pretty popular, but that line, King of Pain, I'll always be King of Pain. I guess I'm hoping that you'll end this reign, Lord, but it's my destiny to be the King of Pain. Part of Christ the King Sunday is that you buy into this. You believe this. That's what faith is. Faith is taking the gift of God, which is Jesus, and believing Jesus is the King of Pain. One scholar, Fred Craddock, he put it this way. In John, Jesus is from God and going to God. This is his origin and his destiny. Because human hands did not place the crown on his head, human hands cannot take it away. Jesus is king. He's king of everything, including pain. And the question is, the faithful question, the question of faith is, do you believe that? Have you experienced that in your life, in those painful moments? It's a big question. It's the biggest faith question. And your pain, is Jesus there? Because that's the promise. That's the promise in this gospel, in the Gospel of John. Jesus is resurrected, and he meets with his disciples, and he offers them peace, and he offers them the truth of the Spirit. I will be with you. The Spirit will be with you. In the Gospel of Mark, it ends with an angel telling the women, go and tell them that Jesus will be ahead. In the Gospel of Matthew, it's the same thing. The last verse in the Gospel of Matthew, I will be with you always. Do we believe that? That's the faith question. In this season of waiting for Jesus to come again as a baby, this is the Happy New Year moment. And even in the midst of pain, do we believe that's true? Well, God didn't just leave me there, so if you turn over the sheet to the other side, and I'm not singing this because I'm not Al Green. If you know who Al Green is, I'm so in love with you. That's all I got for Al Green. you can YouTube that and listen to the rest. It's a fantastic song, and it's a love letter from God, because I was running again, and when I heard that sad one, then I heard this one. And it's Jesus talking to me. I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do, it's all right with me. Because you make me feel so brand new. And I want to spend my life with you. That's Jesus. That's Jesus' love. And maybe this one works for you. Maybe it doesn't. When you're in the right mood, or if you're feeling a little down, YouTube this. Let's Stay Together by Al Green. And think of Jesus singing to you in that beautiful, syrupy, awesome tenor voice of Al Green. I'm so in love with you. I'm your king. I'm the king of love. I'm the king of pain. I know all about what it means to be you. I'm your king. I'm so in love with you. In this season where we sing all kinds of Christmas songs and remember that Jesus is coming and that Jesus will be born and that Jesus is for us, take the time to hear the King sing to you. In your times of pain, listen. I'm always for you. I'm your King. I'm your King of pain. I'm resurrected for you. I love you. Hear me. I love you. That's our King. That's this day. Amen.